counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outre.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
That's right. Welcome back. It is the Earshot 20 and another countdown this week. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland, back in studio after a nice little trip to Fredericton, New Brunswick. You went up to check out the Shivering Songs Festival. And Brian, how was it?
It was really fun. Yeah, it was a pretty neat little festival. I've heard about it for a couple of years now. And it was interesting. There was a big snowstorm on the final night that we were up there. So we were sort of like trudging through the snow from one venue to another and to be warmed up by the sounds of Buck 65. So that was pretty fun.
Sounds romantic.
Sure.
Did he ooh you?
Sure, why not? if it helps your narration.
Well, I'm just people are probably painting a story in their mind of how the night went. It was blistery cold, and then you walked into the venue and there was Buck 65 on stage and your heart just filled with warmth.
Yeah, I've seen him a few times and he always delivers for sure, and pretty much got to see most of the artists that we had a chance to interview over the last couple of weeks. And I saw Owen Powell, that was really great, and Shawn Michaels, whose book I finished a couple days before his reading, and I would highly encourage people to go pick that one up. And who else? Also, Emilio Kern was really good. And yeah, it was all around a fine time.
And for those of you who listen to the program often, you also catch music news from Stephen Karlick every week from Exclaim. But now, Brian, you're an accomplished reviewer as well for Exclaim. You did a few reviews, so I feel like soon you're just going to take over Steven's job and you're going to start doing the music.
No,
Steven's the man. So we've got all kinds coming up in this hour of the program, including the first 10. I have an interview with Anna from Beams coming up as well, and first part of your music news with Stephen Karlick is coming up. All kinds of movement. Last week we had some movement on the charts, had a new number one, and we'll talk about that a little later on in the second hour of the program, but all kinds of great music entering the charts, and we've got to get a lot of new stuff coming up even in the ranks with the talking about it in the second hour with the lowdown. Lots of new albums that could be making their way into the top 20, and now is the time for new stuff to be servicing, so it's really cool.
Yeah, we're about a month in the year, lots of new music. Where does all that information come from, Anthony?
Oh, right. That information comes from... That was a great segue if I didn't just screw it up. Yeah, we get the charts from earshot-online.com.
Oh,
we do.
And I could tell you about that. Would you like to hear about
please
it?
Please do.
Well, it's the National Campus and Community Radio Report published by the National Campus and Community Radio Association every single week at that website, which again is earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there, and over the next 2 hours of the program we'll be bringing you selections from the top 20 charting albums across the nation. You can also find regional top 30 albums there submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations, as well as specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check that out, and especially the more.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. And you can get in touch with us a few ways, too. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at Earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do it for you. And as I said, we're doing it in this hour of the program for Beams. And we also have a contest running in conjunction with that interview. You have an opportunity right now to head on over to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/earshot20, and like the contest photo that we have there. You have an opportunity to win a 7-inch of their new EP called The Gutter and the Glass, and we'll be talking about that with Anna coming up in just a little bit. We're going to kick things off now, and we're going to start it off with number 20.
All right, yeah, lots of movement this week, lots of new stuff as we've been talking about. There's about 5 albums over the next hour that you're going to hear that are new to the program, and also a couple of returning ones, and we're going to hear from a couple right now. We're going to start off with number 20, down 2 spots. It's Deerhoof from La Isla Bonita. You're going to hear a track called Paradise Girls. New to the program at number 19, up from number 25. It was a late release. in 2014. Suspect you'll see it on a lot of people's 2015 best of lists a long time from now, as it has been receiving rave reviews. It's the latest from D'Angelo in the Vanguard. From him, it's called Black Messiah, and you're going to hear a track called Ain't That Easy. And also new to the program is the new one from the High Dials, debuting at number 28 last week, and it's at number 18. It's called In the AM Wilds, and you're going to hear a track called Echoes and Empty Rooms.
Here's your number 20 this week, Deer Hoof, in a song called Paradise Girl. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Come for all my love. with the toys that you can't decide.
Direction left or right.
Shut your mind off and focus on what you feel inside.
See, y'all know I'm a go with my fine.
Shot 20. Number 18.
We'll be right back.
That was Echoes and Empty Rooms by The High Dials, a number 18 up from number 28 in its debut last week, and it's called In the AM Wilds. And number 19 up from number 25 is D'Angelo and The Vanguard from Black Messiah. You heard Ain't That Easy. And kicking off the show this week at number 20, down from number 18, it was Deerhoof from La Isla Bonita. You heard Paradise Girls.
It's the Earshot 20. We're going to take a break from the charts now and head to the phone line. Stephen Karlick on the line with us, as he is every week, to give us the music news straight from Exclaim. He's a senior editor there and a friend of ours on the program. Stephen, welcome back to the program this week.
Thank you very much.
And we'll kick things off with some news for Hayden fans, as he'll be returning with an LP.
Yeah, good news for Canadian music fans, as like you said, Hayden will return with a new album. The beloved Canadian indie folk figure will release his 8th full-length album called Hey Love on March 24th, courtesy of Arts and Crafts Records. It comes 2 years after the release of Us Alone, and was mostly performed solo by Hayden Desser at his Skyscraper National Park home studio. Live band members Jay McCarroll, Taylor Knox, and J.J. Ipsum did contribute to parts of the recording, though Desser also handles production duties on the record. According to a press release, the new album is a, quote, scrapbook of downtimes fought and resolved, love lost, and love solved. The album is said to have partially taken inspiration from the work Hayden and his wife Christy Grayerbeal put into last fall's Dream Serenade benefit concert, which helped Toronto's Beverly Street School. The show raised funds for developmentally disabled children. You can find a stream of the album's first single, which is called Nowhere We Cannot Go, at exclaim.ca, as well as a full track listing, all the songs, and his previously announced Canadian tour plans. He'll be opening for Dan Mangan and Blacksmith, and touring with Astral Swans across Canada. So go to exclaim.ca, you can see the dates. They range from Halifax to Vancouver, so yes, I suppose they are coast to coast.
And it's good to see some East Coast dates on there. So if you're a fan of Hayden, go check that out. You also have some news about Nico Case and another, this is a tour announcement.
Yeah, more dates from Nico Case. She will be playing a show coming up in Vancouver in April. And more importantly, re-releasing her classic album, Fox Confessor Brings the Flood, on Record Store Day. Her 2006 album will be available on vinyl on this month's Record Store Day, which this year will fall on April 18th. Her tour date begins a week before Auntie slides a red vinyl repress of the album into shops. The tour starts off in Bend, Oregon, and ends up at Vancouver's Vogue Theater before heading back down below the border for more U.S. dates. Along the way, Case will play Portland's Revolution Hall to celebrate Record Store Day as well. You can find those concert dates as well as more details about the album at exclaim.ca.
Exciting stuff. And we'll continue the tour announcements with news about Purity Ring. And this is quite an extensive tour that they have coming up.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's going to go all over the world. So last week I did tell you guys about Purity Ring's new album, In Another Eternity, which is of course the follow-up to 2012's breakthrough album, Shrines. The band have now announced a hefty world tour that kicks off in Brussels, Belgium on April 8th and concludes in Oakland, California on June 18th. So that's 3 whole months, pretty solid, of touring. Along the way, the band will play throughout Europe and North America. The duo will play a handful of Canadian shows, including stops in Montreal, Winnipeg, Calgary, Edmonton, and Vancouver. A full itinerary is available at exclaim.ca. And, of course, their new album, Another Eternity, will arrive on March 3rd, courtesy of Last Gang in Canada.
And it's good that they haven't forgotten about Canadians and their stops. There'll be some show dates there that you'll be able to check out. So if you're a fan of Purity Ring, get out and check it out. I've not seen these guys, but I've heard great things about their show.
They do a very cool lighting system, and they sound pretty good. They sounded good the 3 times I've seen them, so definitely one to check out.
Awesome. All right, well, we'll take a break from the news to get back to the charts, but we'll be back with you in the second hour of the program, Stephen, so stay right there. Brian is now going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from TV on the Radio there, number 1 a couple of weeks ago, and now falling from number 6 to number 17 from that record, Seeds. You're going to hear a track called Could You, and from Parquet Core, their latest is called Content Nausea. It's at number 16 up from number 29, and you're going to hear a track called The Map.
Shut down, give up the fight. Yeah.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 16.
Right here, I surveyed the space with my finger. doctor nodded gravely. I'll leave you with the map for a moment, he said, then gathered his instruments and neatly exited the room. I traced the path of the disappearing road until it was no longer a road. Tapping my finger on what I decided was the threshold of the road's existence, I stated, "It is here I will retire."
That was The Map by Parquet Core at number 16, up from number 29 from the record Content Nausea, and at number 17 down from number 6 was TV on the Radio from Seeds. You heard Could You?
It's the Earshot 20. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation for the week. Thanks for joining us, and we're going to take a break from the charts, from the countdown, to catch up with a great Canadian band. We are going to be chatting with Anna Marinix from the band Beams. They just released their newest EP called The Gutters and the Glass. It's a follow-up to their debut, Just Rivers. Anna joins us on the line right now. Welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thanks a lot.
So tell us a little bit about the recording process and the idea behind your new EP.
Well, we're working on a couple of new songs, and they were starting to be written more for the band than just for the banjo. So they were starting to have more parts for the guitars and more for the other instruments. They started to take a new direction. And so we were thinking about recording and wondering who would be good to capture this new direction. And at the same time, we found out that John McIntyre's studio was closing, and we thought that it was a perfect opportunity to record with him while he was still working at Soma with these new songs, but it seemed like they might fit with his aesthetic.
And so when you recorded the EP, are there other songs on the docket that will make it onto a larger record? And was this just an opportunity to get a couple of them recorded and get them out there?
There's no plan right now for them to be part of a larger full length. I'm not sure if we'll be able to do any more songs with John McIntyre or not, and they have such a distinct sound, but they'll probably stay as their own separate sort of special edition 7-inch. I'm not sure if we would re-record them or not. We'll have to see.
And for those of those listeners who are in the Ontario area, you're also going to be doing a short Ontario tour that will include Toronto, Oshawa, Peterborough, Waterloo, and Barrie. Will you be doing any more dates further that, maybe moving into the spring and summer? Do you have any intentions of moving on and doing anything in the rest of Canada?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't have anything solid yet, but we're totally looking, and we just bought a van and we want to use it. So once the roads clear up and the weather's nice, we definitely want to stretch a little bit further away from home.
And The Gutters and the Glass, is there a story behind the title, or was it just something that came out of the recording process, or just sitting around and chatting a little bit about what you would call this EP?
Yeah, we thought that it might make sense to use one of the lyrics from one of the songs. That's actually a lyric from The Way We Run. It's just a song about living in the city and maybe not quite having a lot of the... Well, basically, it's about cycling in the city. And that lyric itself is about kind of being, like, pushed to the side of the road because you don't have a car. So, and that's kind of how I was feeling when I wrote the songs, so I thought that it was a good name for those two.
Well, the album itself is two songs, but two really great songs that you can hear online, and it's Beams is the band, and we're going to play a song from the EP right now on the show. And Anna, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us, and best of luck with the Ontario tour and what comes in the rest of 2015.
Thanks very much.
Here they are now, Beams in an Earshot Extra spot this week. Stick around, more of the charts are on the way after this.
Extra.
Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 15. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
Well, you can be sure of me, just like you're sure of the west wind. You gotta get out the door. Girl, go look at the sky and wonder why the sun don't shine like it should. Why you are always so misunderstood. Misunderstood. And why? Because you never go out with no one. You never leave the house or home. You got a head full of ideas that are threatening the throne in this world. It's not the throne in the next world. Because
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Imbecile Thoughts by Siski U at number 14, up from number 31 in its debut last week on Consolation Records. It's called Nervous. You also heard from the new Pornographers. They're back into the show at number 15, dropping almost off the list at number 36 last week. And the latest is called Burl Bruisers. And you heard a track called Dance Hall Domine. And we also heard from Beams, starting off that set of music after a brief conversation. You heard the track Black Shadow.
All right, we've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour's complete, and if you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20. Brian Cleveland and myself, Anthony Edmond, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you haven't gone to that website and checked it out, please do. All kinds of great stuff, and without that list, without that website, we wouldn't be able to bring you this great show every week, showcasing many great Canadian musicians and bands all over the charts. Three more tracks to bring you, and it all kicks off with number 13. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
Stars is up from number 20, and here is a track from their latest record, Known as Lost, called The Stranger.
Shot 20. Number 12.
Low light, laughing. Shot 20. Number 11.
We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Fangless by Sleater-Kinney, debuting at number 50 last week. Their latest No Cities Love on Sub Pop Records is at number 11. At number 12, up from number 21 off the program just for 1 week, was Hey Rosetta from Second Sight. You heard Promise. And we start off with The Stranger by Stars at number 13, up from 20 from No One Is Lost.
I hope there's no strangers in this room. That's just you and I.
You're strange, but I don't know that you're a stranger.
There's a distinct difference there. It's Earshot 20, and we just finished counting down the first 10 of the top 20 this week. And if you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Ammon. That's Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. And we are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We do it every week out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio voice. We record the show out of that station, and it is broadcast every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you get the program online for download at radio4all.net, or if you podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we've got your top 10 and your news, music news, and the lowdown, and a lot more. So stick around, and remember, head on over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, to enter our photo contest. We are giving away a 7-inch of Beam's new record, The Gutter and the Glass. Stick around, there's more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.